I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 13th. Quincy police have arrested one of the two suspects wanted for shooting at a car in Quincy Point last week. Police say a juvenile has been arrested in connection with the incident on Avalon Avenue in Quincy Point last Tuesday afternoon. Two shots were fired at a white BMW, which was later found behind St. Clair's Church in Braintree. The occupants of the car were not hurt. Two shell casings were recovered on Avalon Avenue, and police have issued an arrest warrant for the second suspect in the case. Police do not believe the incident was random. A fifth-grade student is being disciplined after writing a note with threatening language and mention of a weapon, according to a Friday statement from Montclair Elementary School principal Renee Malvesti. The student was apparently imitating an event from a television series in the note directed toward another fifth-grade student. Malvesti said that the student will be held accountable and appropriately disciplined for that serious incident. She said she met with students along with their fifth grade teachers and guidance counselor to reinforce appropriate school behavior. The announcement did not detail exactly what the note said or what show the student was trying to imitate. Malvesti encouraged parents with concerns to contact her. A student at Central Middle School in Quincy will also be disciplined for showing classmates a taser outside of school. In a letter to the school community, Principal Rick DeCristofaro Jr. last Friday said the student admitted showing the taser to classmates and would be disciplined for doing so. He said the student will be held accountable and appropriately disciplined for that serious incident. DeCristofaro encouraged anybody concerned about the incident to reach out to him or other staff members. Last Friday's incident was the second in 2 weeks involving a Quincy student and a weapon. A student at the Goals program at North Quincy High School was arrested September 27th for allegedly bringing a handgun into the building. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey at that time said the student admitted to having a handgun on their person because of safety concerns outside the school. He emphasized the student did not threaten any staff members or students at any time. Police have located the 8-week-old pit bull puppy that was reportedly stolen Sunday night from a Dedham home during a robbery. The puppy was brought to a shelter after being found wandering around the streets of Quincy before being returned to her family. Officers responded to the robbery Sunday night. The resident of the house told police they'd left home for a short period of time. When they returned, discovered signs of forced entry at the back door. In addition to the puppy, jewelry, cash, documents, shoes, and a dirt bike were stolen. Police are asking anybody with information to contact them. The body of an elderly woman who was reported missing by Randolph police over the weekend was found Monday. 86-year-old Marie Laure de Perrette was discovered at about 1 o'clock Monday by Randolph police off Maceo Drive, about 2 miles from her home. Officials said she had memory loss. The district attorney's office says an autopsy will be done to confirm the cause of death, although foul play is not suspected. The new gym at a South Shore middle school could soon be named in honor of fallen police sergeant Michael Chesna. Weymouth Mayor Robert Hedlund has asked the Memorial Committee to name the gymnasium at the Chapman Middle School after Chesna. A plaque honoring Chesna would be put in place inside the gym. Chesna was shot and killed in the line of duty in July of 2018. The Memorial Committee is scheduled to consider the request Thursday. The School Building Committee, which is overseeing construction of the new school, will discuss the request later this month. Police are investigating a crash in Cohasset last night that left a motorcyclist with life-threatening injuries. Emergency crews responded to reports of the crash near the intersection of Route 3A and Sohurst Street at about 6 p.m. and found the motorcyclist, a 24-year-old Scituate man, underneath an SUV and suffering from severe injuries. Firefighters helped move the SUV off the man with hydraulic tools. He was taken to South Shore Hospital and then to a Boston hospital for surgery. The driver of the SUV, a 58-year-old male from Dorchester, suffered minor injuries and was taken to South Shore Hospital. State police are investigating. So far, no charges have been filed, although police say speed does not appear to be a factor. There's been a nationwide spike in hate crimes, but the FBI says they still believe the violence is underreported. Now they're trying to reverse that trend, something that is very personal to many communities in the Commonwealth. Philip Chong, president of Quincy Asian Resources, understands the pain of hate and the fear of coming forward to report it. He hopes the FBI's new effort will help overcome that barrier and build trust. The Bureau is launching a new ad campaign to raise awareness about hate crimes and encourage people to report them. Under the federal law, a hate crime is a violent criminal act motivated by bias against a race, ethnicity, religion, national origin, disability, sexual orientation, gender, or gender identity. The FBI has seen a 25% increase in reported hate crimes over the last 5 years nationwide. But here in Massachusetts, the numbers have remained relatively level, with 310 reports of hate crimes last year. The FBI believes hate crimes are underreported for three main reasons: fear and distrust of law enforcement, fear of retaliation from perpetrators, and fear of deportation. The FBI said they're also working with state and local police to help with their investigations into hate crimes and will increase meetings with minority and religious groups to increase transparency and build trust. Chong said it will take time to build up trust, but he is glad to see this first step from the FBI. Governor Baker has ordered the National Guard to help with possible staff shortages in the state's prison system and COVID testing at schools. Baker issued the orders yesterday. One will activate 250 members of the Guard to help the Department of Corrections, which could lose some positions by October 17th, when all state employees will be required to prove they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Job training will begin immediately. They won't be replacing prison guards who could lose their jobs if they're not vaccinated. The other order calls for 200 members of the Guard to help schools across the state with expanded COVID testing. They'll start training this week and start working in selected schools next Monday. Last month, Baker activated the Guard to help with the state's shortage of school bus drivers. Now, the average price of gas in Massachusetts rose sharply over the past week. According to AAA, the cost per gallon went up 9 cents, averaging $3.19 a gallon, still below the national average, which rose 7 cents to reach $3.27 a gallon. Crude oil is getting more expensive, according to AAA. That's the main reason for more pain at the pump. Marie McGuire of AAA said the key driver for the recent rise is the price of gas and crude oil, which accounts for between 50 and 60% of the price at the pump. She said last week's decision by OPEC and its oil-producing allies to not increase production further also helped to boost gas prices by tightening the supply. The average cost of gas in Massachusetts has risen 11 cents in the past month and is $1.08 higher than it was a year ago. A rare two-headed diamondback terrapin turtle is alive and kicking with all six of its legs at the Bird's Eye Cape Wildlife Center in Massachusetts after hatching 2 weeks ago. A threatened species in the state, turtle is feeding well on worms and food pellets. The two heads operate independently, coming up for air at different times, and inside its shell are two gastrointestinal systems to feed both sides of its body. The turtle originally came from a nest in West Barnstable. Researchers determined it was in a hazardous location and needed to be moved. After hatching, turtles in the so-called Head Start nests are sent to different care centers to be monitored before their release in the spring. The center's veterinarian, Priya Patel, and other staff will continue to monitor the turtle in the coming weeks. They're hoping to perform a CT scan to learn more about its circulatory system. A 600-pound leatherback sea turtle is back in the ocean after three Massachusetts organizations cooperated to rescue the animal. The leatherback was rescued Sunday from a mudflat along the Herring River in Wellfleet. The Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary worked to keep the animal from drifting with the tide. The International Fund for Animal Welfare and the New England Aquarium provided assistance. Together, representatives of the three organizations worked to transfer the massive turtle to Herring Cove in Provincetown. Staff from the aquarium conducted a health assessment. Before releasing the turtle, they attached identification devices, including a satellite tag that will determine if it survives over the next 30 days, and an acoustic tag that can monitor its migration patterns over at least 5 years. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 117, the NASDAQ dropped 20, the S&P fell 10. Shares were mixed in Asia. The dollar's down, the euro's up, oil at over $80 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox getting ready for Game 1 of the American League Champion Series Friday night at 8 in Houston. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly sunny and mild, highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 52. Even warmer tomorrow, sun and clouds, high tomorrow near 80 degrees. Maybe a shower Friday, high of 69. Scattered showers Saturday, high 74. For the boater, waves about a foot. Southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots. High tide just before 6 p.m. Sun rose at 6:54, sets at 6:04. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 13th.